Real CPL Pest Control. Send bugs to bug heaven. Call 281-683-6737.
Alrighty, welcome back to CPL Pest Control's podcast channel. I'm your host, Chris Villarreal, president of CPL Pest Control's Houston location, and coming to you today with a new episode on Houston termites. And so as we creep closer to the swarming season, want to go over some things that you want to be on the lookout for, you know, with your home or place of business, or even apartment. Termites are non-discriminant. They will eat just about any place that has wood, a food source for them. And so what I want to go over in this little podcast episode is just briefly what types of termites we deal with here in Southeast Texas and what you as a homeowner need to look out for this season as we get ready for the swarming season. So as we get started, so Southeast Texas, we have three major species of termites in our area that are native to our area. Those being subterranean, Formosa, and drywood termites. Your subterranean and Formosan termites are going to bear similar characteristics both in nature and how they come in contact with your structure and how they come in contact with you. Whereas your drywood is going to be a little different. So your subterranean and your Formosan are going to originate in the soil. Your subterranean termite needs to go back and forth from the soil source and up and down. And so what will happen is the queen will send out workers to go to a food source and extract the food source and bring it back, feed the reproducers, the king, the queen, and the soldiers. And so in doing so, you can have a problem there in your house. And a lot of the times, a lot of homeowners don't know what to look for. So what are you looking for a subterranean termite issue? So what you want to look for is mud on the outside of the house. So subterranean termites will connect from the surface to your structure and use a mud tube, and that mud tube is to shield them from the elements being, you know, the air, oxygen, the heat, so forth. Termites have a very weak endoskeleton, and so their skeleton can vaporize relatively quickly. They can dehydrate relatively quickly, so very important that they stay shielded. So with that being said, that's what you want to look for. You want to look for little mud tubes connecting the surface, the soil, if you will, to the structure. And a lot of the times, you know, when you knock down one of those little tunnels, you can see the termite soldiers, or I'm sorry, the termite workers going back and forth using those tunnels. And just something you want to be on the lookout for. Now, Formosan termites will start the same way. They'll start in the soil, but what makes them different is after they've established their colony inside the home, they no longer need the soil source. So what we've seen happen in the past is we've seen situations where there is no mud tube on the outside, where there once upon a time was a mud tube on the outside connecting those termites from the soil to the structure. But because of time, the mud tube is no longer there. Because the mud tube is no longer there, there's no evidence of them until it becomes a little too late for the Formosan termite issue. Formosan termites can consume an extreme amount of wood in a short period of time. I cannot stress how important it is to have at least annual termite inspections done once a year to make sure you don't have any of these three major, you know, species of termites, but specifically your Formosa. Your Formosa can do a considerable amount of damage. And so you're looking for the same thing, but what you're looking for on the inside at that point, you know, once they've already disconnected from the soil, no longer need the soil anymore, you're looking for evidence on the inside. So what does that look like? You're looking for what would be the equivalent of a kind of a cast of a carton inside your wall. So a lot of the times that carton will balloon itself outside of the wall, and it almost looks like your wall has a ball. That's not caused by moisture, but it's, you know, the actual termite carton. Of course, you're looking for termite damage, which is relatively easy to spot. And so that's what you're looking for when you're looking for subterranean and Formosan termites. Your dry wood termites are going to bear different characteristics. And just for sake of time, we'll go over those in more detail in a later podcast. But what you're looking for evidence of dry wood termites is you're looking for frass. Now, frass is just a fancy word for termite excrement. And what they do is the dry wood termite will kick that frass outside of their termite galleries and push it out of what we call termite kickout holes, and they'll kick that stuff out and it'll fall out to the ground. And so a lot of people, you know, will kind of sweep it up, think nothing of it, but then think something of it once they see it, you know, established by a pattern, you know, seeing it every day or seeing it every other day or, you know, once a week or so forth. And so that is kind of what you're looking for with dry wood termites. But if you don't know what you're looking for and you don't want to take the risk, we strongly encourage you to call, if not a CPL Pest Control, some termite company to go out and give you a free inspection. Most companies wouldn't charge you a dime to do an inspection. You want to make sure that you have a professional come out, take a look at your home to see any vulnerabilities and see if your home does have a problem. You don't want your most valuable asset being eaten up by something that can be eliminated relatively easy. Give us a call today, 281-683-6737. Now, I want you to do this. I want you to ask to speak with Chris. This is going to give you a free promotion if there is a problem. This lets me know that you listen to this podcast and just kind of, you know, encourages us, but most importantly, lets me know that you already have a basic understanding of termites. So give us a call today. Remember, that's 281-683-6737. I look forward to listening to you and talking to you. Hello, I'm Chris with CPL Pest Control. If you're like most homeowners, your home is your most valuable possession. You want to protect it from termites, roaches, mosquitoes, rats, mice, and other unwanted pests that can cause damage and even spread serious diseases to you, your family, and your pets. At CPL Pest Control, we understand that. We're a full-service pest control company, dedicated to helping folks just like you live pest-free lives. So call us today at 281-683-6737 for a free pest consultation and a free estimate. And be sure to visit our website at www.cplpestcontrol.com.
CPL Pest Control, send bugs to bug heaven. Call 281-683-673.